This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver DA Beth McCann is hosting a community meeting tonight to discuss her decision not to charge the police officer who fatally shot a black man last month. William DeBose was killed in a parking lot after a traffic stop. Officials say he was armed, but his family disputes the events that led to his death. Colorado's U.S. senators voted along party lines today on starting debate on the Republican police reform bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the procedural vote failed.
Republican Cory Gardner says it's shameful that partisan loyalists blocked advancement of the bill. In a statement, he called the bill a serious and substantive proposal at a time when there's nationwide discussions about police reform and equality. But Democrats who blocked the measure, like Michael Bennett, say the proposal is insufficient and inadequate. A number of civil rights groups, including the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, called on senators to block the GOP bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More than 750,000 Coloradans have voted in the primary, including 100,000 mail-in ballots received yesterday. Nearly a third of all ballots cast so far have come from unaffiliated voters who mostly participated in Democratic races. Officials say using official drop boxes assure your vote is counted. Mail-in ballots now run the risk of missing Tuesday's deadline. Coming up on the program, Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton of Washington, D.C. discusses the first vote on statehood for the District of Columbia in a generation. Then remembering Dr. William DeMint of Stanford University, who was known as the father of sleep science. He died after a heart procedure last week at the age of 91. Also coming up, climate change has created stark contrasts between Democratic primary candidates John Hickenlooper and Andrew Romanoff's policies.
I think lots of minorities see the bad effects of our environmental issues. I think that's mostly because of where we are, we're put socially.
CPR's Grace Hood spoke with Democratic voters preparing to fill out their ballots in advance of Tuesday's primary. Grace's report coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. There is a chance of showers along the Front Range this afternoon and into tonight. Currently 90 in Denver, 78 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.